Please pray with me. Father in heaven, this is your time. This is your place. You have redeemed us to you. And we come to you right now to remember the things that you have done for us, to draw us into a relationship with you. Lord, we give you this time. We give you this time to bring honor and glory to you. We ask that you would be pleased with our time together. We pray it in Christ's name. Amen. This morning we're going to remember Jesus as our atoning sacrifice and how God used Jesus to rescue men from their sin and to restore man into his position of closeness and intimacy with God. Many places in the New Testament where this process is described, and one of those is in Hebrews 2. Turn with me in your Bibles, if you have them, to Hebrews chapter 2. As you turn there, it's important to remember the audience of the author. These people are Jews, and they were very familiar with the concept of a Jewish Messiah. But what they were not familiar with was a Jewish Messiah who would die and give his life for those who would believe in him. In Hebrews 2, verses 6 through 8, we have a description of the original condition of man as God has created him. Man resides here on earth in the Garden of Eden. He possessed a purity and an innocence about himself, and all created things were placed in subjection to him. Genesis 3 describes man's disobedience to God. And in that disobedience, man lost his purity and his innocence, and he fell into sin. And today, every person who is born into a broken relationship with the God who created them. What we see in the following verses, back in Hebrews 2, is God's design, his design to rescue man from his position of sin and his separation from God. His design is to restore man back into his original position of closeness and intimacy with God. Follow along with me as I read Hebrews 2, verse 9. We do see him who was made for a little while lower than the angels, namely Jesus, because the suffering of death crowned with glory and honor, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. Jesus was commissioned by the Father to enter the world so that he could serve as the atoning sacrifice for those who would believe. And he did this by giving his life on the cross. The result of this work is that for the believer, he now has an identity with Christ, and an identity that's described in verses 11 and 12. We'll continue reading. For both he who sanctifies and those who are sanctified are all from one Father, for which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will proclaim your name to my brethren. In the midst of the congregation, I will sing your praise. In these verses, Jesus describes believers as his brethren. We're brothers because his righteousness has been imputed unto us, and God views us with the same righteousness that he sees his Son, Jesus Christ. So a person comes to possess that righteousness only when they place their trust in Jesus as the atoning sacrifice, who came to earth as fully man and fully God to suffer and die on behalf of those who would believe in him. What we're about to do here today is to celebrate the work that Jesus performed on our behalf. If you're here today and you understand the work of Jesus on the cross to restore sinful man into relationship with himself, and you have placed your trust in that Jesus Christ and his atoning death to accomplish your salvation, and your life bears witness of that fact, namely that you no longer serve yourself, but instead you serve the Master who saved you, then please, we invite you to join with us taking the Lord's Supper. If you're here today and you don't embrace Jesus as your Savior and your Lord, will you simply take the elements and pass them by to the person next to you? You need to know, though, that this is God's design for salvation. This is God's design for how sinful man enters into a right relationship with himself. This is what God has claimed about himself and his character. If you'd like to learn more about that character and about what it means to place your trust in Jesus Christ as our atoning sacrifice, please see one of the elders after the service. We would love to share with you from the testimony of our own lives what that looks like. So as the men come forward and distribute the elements, please take them and hold them. And as all have received, we'll take them together. Men, come and serve us.